Unit 2. Our garden. Lesson 3.
Vocabulary. Rose. Sunflower. Orchid. Two. Look after. Lily. Lotus. Strawberry. Must. Tongue. Hold one's tongue. Tulip.
Lesson 3. A rhyme. Our garden.
We have a little garden, a garden of our own. Every day we water there the seeds we have sown. With the care and love we show, the plants begin to grow.
Unit 2, Lesson 3. A talk. Read and act. Mike, Ben, Susan and Katie are walking into Susan's garden.
Wow, Susan! How beautiful your garden is!
Yes, roses, sunflowers, orchids, so many flowers.
Yes, my mother and I planted them months ago. We water them once a day.
It's hard work to look after them.
But I enjoy doing that.
I have some lilies and tulips in my garden. They are very lovely too.
I like lotus, so I planted some last week. And I take good care of them.
Why do you grow flowers? It takes too much time to look after them. And you can't eat them.
Then what's in your garden, Ben?
There are some peaches, mangoes, grapes, and strawberries.
Can we go and visit your garden?
Yes, but why?
To enjoy your fruit.
All right. But please don't pick too many and leave me some.
Don't worry, we'll only pick the best ones.
Oh, I must hold my tongue next time.
Wow, Susan! How beautiful your garden is!
Yes, roses, sunflowers, orchids, so many flowers.
Yes, my mother and I planted them months ago. We water them once a day.
It's hard work to look after them.
But I enjoy doing that.
I have some lilies and tulips in my garden. They are very lovely too.
I like lotus. So I planted some last week. And I take good care of them.
Why do you grow flowers? It takes too much time to look after them. And you can't eat them.
Then what's in your garden, Ben?
There are some peaches, mangoes, grapes, and strawberries.
Can we go and visit your garden?
Yes, but why?
To enjoy your fruit.
All right. But please don't pick too many and leave me some.
Don't worry. We'll only pick the best ones.
Oh, I must hold my tongue next time.
Unit 2, Lesson 3, Tammy and Dommy. Look, read, and understand.
Dommy, do you want to visit our school garden?
What's new in your garden?
Well, I sowed some melon seeds in the garden this spring.
Okay, let's go to see your melons.
Look, this is my plant.
But there's no melon.
That's because there are no bees or butterflies here.
Why do you need bees and butterflies?
Bees and butterflies can carry pollen around.
So?
With pollen, there will be melons.
I can do the job for you.
Yeah, fly here, Dommy.
Is that enough?
Quite enough. Thank you very much.
Don't forget to let me have your melons when they're ripe.
Lesson 3. 1. Listen to the dialogues and choose the best answers to the questions.
1. What's your favourite flower, Katie?
A rose. It's beautiful and it smells very good. 2. Are there any flowers in the garden?
Yes. There are tulips and lilies. They are very beautiful.
3. What are you doing, Ben?
I am picking some strawberries.
4. Tim, did you look after your brother at home yesterday?
Yes, I did. 5. Look at the lotuses, Susan. They are very beautiful.
Yes, but the tulips are more beautiful.
2. Listen to the passage and decide if the statements are right or wrong.
Mr. Green has a small garden in front of his house. He likes flowers, so he grows a lot of roses and tulips in it. Every day he works in the garden for half an hour, and he is happy to do that. His neighbour, Mr. Black, has a garden too. Mr. Black's garden is bigger than Mr. Green's, but he doesn't like to work in his garden. So in his garden there are no flowers, but only a few trees and a lot of weeds.